That was a tribute to Millie, because she's such a fighter, you know. But I don't know if I can do what she does. It got a little nerve-wracking to me. Hello, everybody. Did I do that good? I've been practicing all day. You know who does that, right? Hello, everybody. I love that part. Hello, Millie. Well, here is Monday night class. And you're all here. I think we're all pretty much here except for the hosts of Monday night class, which are Ken and Pam Rundle, and they kindly share their home where we all crowd in their living room and mess it up with chairs every Monday night, and they're in Hawaii celebrating their 5th anniversary, and they met through this church and forum, so send lots of love to them. Okay, and I'd also like to thank Ruthie for playing the music. Yeah, just tonight, for everyone tonight. For how many years? 19 years have you been doing that? 20 years, my gosh. Well, we are very grateful. Thank you so much. Your piano. You own it now, huh?
Yeah.
Got your fingerprints all over it. There's a couple of people that I'd also like to thank that worked very hard, not just for Monday night class, but for all of the classes combined. And that is Andrea. She does the corner of the world that we couldn't do without, so that we can all know who'd be praying for and who to help, or who has some challenges, some life challenges, or whatever challenges they have. And Andrea puts that together. She works really hard on her computer. She's actually going to be a pro. I mean, probably going to lose her to some big corporation shortly. And then we've got Mike, her husband. He's our webmaster. This is also for Sunday church that he does this too. So now, if you know anyone that missed one of these class nights, you can pull it up on the website, on Millie's website, and you can actually hear it if you have the right equipment. You could hear me talking if you're not sick of me by the time you go home. When will it come on? How long does it take you to get it on, Mike?
It'll be on by Friday night.
On by Friday. So he's a webmaster now. Mike. All righty. Now we'll have Alicia, and she's going to start with our healing prayer.
Can you bow our heads, please? Dear Lord, as we gather in this room with our angels and with our priests, we ask you to be in our hearts, to bless those who are here and those who we have in our hearts. We ask you to be with us today and all the days of our lives. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Alicia. Okay, who doesn't know what the angels are? Time for questions. If you don't know, raise your hand, and one of us here will try to help you. Lindsay. Jeff. Angels told me to point to you, Jeff.
They're the expressions of ourselves without all the clutter that we carry around with us.
Good answer. All right, anyone else want to add something to that? Silence is a virtue, isn't it? And that's how you often get the messages from the angels. It's very silent, but you might get it in words or thoughts or visualizations, but you don't often hear them talking. But they love to hear us talk. They love us to raise our voice. And the more we sing and the happier we are, the happier they are, and the more they'll speak to us. Yes, you have a question.
Do all angels have names?
Do all angels have names? Oh, they're all going, Let's see. We'll let Gary answer that.
As far as I know, they all do.
And I want you to know that these crowds asking these questions already know those answers. They're just trying to give us a hard time. Any other questions about angels? Okay. What about healing? Does anyone know where, when the healers are back working the healing stools, where they get their healing power from. Anyone want to know?
Where did they get their healing power from?
Okay, let's see.
God.
Don.
God.
God.
Oh, God.
Very good answer. And from love from God. It's just simply love from God. What Millie teaches us in her healing classes are that you don't have to know a whole bunch of stuff. You just have to ask God for his help and for his love and to be you to be a vehicle, a channel for him. And that's all we do. So everyone can be healers. That's what classes are about. We learn about the angel. We learn to listen to the angel. We learn to heal from God's love. And then we sing and we're happy and we eat dessert and sing to that. Okay, Indian guides. Anyone want to know what an Indian guide is? Devlin. Okay, Indian guide. Randy.
Well, it's a spirit that's meant to help guide you to better understand and communicate with the angels of God. It's kind of your personal guide.
Okay. Now, all of us so far in Monday night class have been given our angel guide. So I'm going to ask each one of the members, I'll start with myself, to tell you the names of our Indian guides. And my Indian guide name that walks with me and gives me such strength is, and we've got chills on that, is Clearwater.
Hi, I'm Mike, and my Indian guide is Thundercloud.
I'm Andrea in Golden Moon Water.
I'm Jeff, and my Indian guide is Snowdrop.
I'm Jim, and I'm just from the hall.
That's a good name.
I'm Doris, and I walk with my father.
I'm Shelley, and Leaping Deer is my guide.
I'm Lisa, and Peter's guide.
I'm Linda, and Sailing Doe is my guide.
I'm Gary, and Blue Mountain is my guide.
I'm Alicia, and Young Hunter is my guide.
I'm Rita, and mine is Whitehawk.
And I'm Gary, and Chief Whitehorn walks with me.
I'm Don, and North Wind is my guide.
I'm Cheryl, and my guide is Carson Wayne.
I'm Mimi, and my guide is Little Cheryl.
I'm Anna, and my guide is Mimi.
I'm Randy, and my Indian guide is Tina.
I'm Linda, and my guide is Susan Sharp.
Great. Aren't we lucky? Okay, I'd just like to tell you a little bit of what I've learned from Millie's classes, Millie Forum, and listening to her in Sunday Church. And one of those is, and it's a big thing, is commitment. So when you sign up for classes or you decide to come to Wednesday Night Forum or Sunday Church, you should really try to make a commitment as much as you possibly can. We know that sometimes family and maybe health challenges and things like that can get in your way. But it's best if you're going to make a commitment and you really want to learn, because we work with a lot of energy, particularly in the classes. So it's really important that everyone show up as often as they possibly can. And speaking of that, I was really challenged with my commitment tonight, I have to tell you, because I took up golfing since last December, and my girlfriend and I have been trying to go to Torrey Pines forever and ever, and wouldn't you know, she got it 3:42 today. So I had to think, ooh, should I call up and tell someone else to be the MC, or should I go and stay with my commitment? So obviously you know where my heart was. Then my middle oldest son called me up and said he wanted to come down and visit with three friends. So they all piled in my house. I was trying to make dinner real quick, and I said, and he goes, well, where are you going, Mom? We're only going to be here for, and they came late last night. And I go, I got to go to Wednesday Night Forum. I made a commitment. So it was kind of a good thing to teach my kids, even though I'll kind of miss them, and they'll probably get in a lot of trouble in my house. But anyway, let's hope not. I made them food that I've healed myself through a lot of, besides the healings here and working with God and the spirit world, with a lot of food and nutrition. So what I did was make them something that put them to sleep. The other thing that I've learned is watch your words, your thoughts, and your actions. And we all know how important that is. And whenever I'm working the healing tools, in part of my prayer, I always ask the angels to help us with that. Watch your words, your thoughts, and your actions, because that's usually what will come, what will happen. You can't take anything with you. You can't take this blouse, this necklace, or even my angel pin. You can't take your money, you can't take your food, you can't take anything except your soul. That's kind of something important to remember when we're all striving and going crazy to get this, to get that, to get here, to get there. Just take a big deep breath and remember, you can't take it with you. And then I also learned from Millie that the negative will attack the positive. But you must teach and apply love. We must keep being positive. And the only way we can do it is to teach and apply love from God. Love is light. It is the energy of life. It is the best. It is the essence of God. Now, we have Andrea and Mike, and they're both, you still, both still in the choir, Sunday Church? You two, did you drop out, Mike? Oh, well. He's still a good singer, and they're going to lead our song for us today.